Bladderwrack, or Fucus vesculosus, is a type of brown seaweed that's tied to traditional medicine. It's also known as rockweed, red fucus, Dyer's fucus, rockwrack, black tang, and bladder fucus. It grows up to 35 inches tall. And the bladderwrack grows along the coastlines of the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, the North and the Baltic Seas, and various waters in Canada and the US. Traditional medicine practices have used it for centuries to treat an array of conditions like iodine deficiency, obesity, joint pain, aging skin, digestive issues, urinary tract infections, and thyroid dysfunction, including hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, and goiter development. It's rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. For many centuries, cultures have consumed seaweed as part of their regular diet due to its impressive nutrient profile. The bladderwrack is rich in vitamins and minerals like calcium, iodine, magnesium, potassium, sodium, zinc, and vitamin A and vitamin C. It's also high in phytochemicals. These health-promoting compounds include fluorotannins and fucoxanthin, and these can help to lower oxidative stress, which is an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidant levels in your body. The bladderwrack is high in fiber, and this can support a healthy gut. In particular, it's high in alginic acid and fucidins, and these have both been shown to have health-promoting properties. Despite the many health claims for the bladderwrack, there's limited evidence to support its use for weight loss, arthritis, and urinary tract infections. Most bladderwrack research involves its effects on the thyroid and skin health, as well as its anti-inflammatory properties. Bladderwrack contains high levels of iodine, a trace element that supports the thyroid health by producing the hormones T3 and T4. These hormones then help to regulate your metabolism and to support the proper growth and neurological development. An iodine deficiency can lead to low T3 and T4 levels, and this can ultimately cause health complications like goiter and hypothyroidism, a condition that's characterized by symptoms like weight gain, fatigue, dry skin, and increased sensitivity to the cold. Though it's common in developing countries, hypothyroidism from iodine deficiency is rare in the US and other industrialized nations. Rather, hypothyroidism is mostly related to an autoimmune disease known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Despite being a good dietary source of iodine, a mineral that can support the thyroid health, taking the bladderwrack supplements or eating large amounts of it could provide excessive amounts of iodine. Most healthy individuals can safely tolerate excess iodine. However, those with thyroid disorders like hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism should exert caution, as it can lead to worsened symptoms, especially if iodine deficiency was not the root cause of their disorder. Bladderwrack is rich in antioxidants like the fluorotannins, the fucoxanthin, alginic acid, fucidins, and vitamin A and C. In particular, the fluorotannins and fucoxanthin are known for their high antioxidant activity and their ability to scavenge free radicals. The free radicals are the harmful compounds that can damage cells and lead to chronic diseases and premature aging. Some test tube and rat studies have shown the brown algae, like bladderwrack, offers promising anti-inflammatory benefits and can help to reduce tumour growth, blood sugar levels, and the risk of heart disease. Additionally, one large study in 40,707 men and 45,406 women found a 12% decrease in the risk of heart disease with the daily consumption of seaweed, which contains compounds that are similar to those in bladderwrack. Beyond this study and another one showing minor improvements in blood sugar control, few human trials exist, though in theory the bladderwrack can provide anti-inflammatory benefits. Bladderwrack has been used as a topical treatment for skin issues like cellulite, skin aging, and burns. Early research has shown the antioxidants in the bladderwrack, namely the fucidin, promote collagen synthesis in the skin, and this can help to improve the look of cellulite, increase skin healing, and delay premature skin aging. In the first phase of a two-phase study, applying bladderwrack extract to the skin led to a 228% increase in collagen production compared with no improvement in the control group. In the second phase, a mixture of bladderwrack extract and other algae extract were tested on the human upper leg skin for 12 weeks. When compared to the placebo, the algae mixture led to a significant decrease in cellulite appearance and fat thickness. Other older studies using topical gels containing a 1% bladderwrack extract were associated with an increase in collagen production. Also, bladderwrack's high antioxidant content has been linked to less collagen and elastin breakdown when applied to human skin samples. Preventing the breakdown of collagen and elastin is important for the appearance of youthful skin. Though generally recognized as safe, bladderwrack can have some unwanted side effects. Applying the bladderwrack to the skin is likely safe. However, avoid applying it to open wounds and cuts, and discontinue use if you experience any adverse reactions like a rash. Like other edible seaweeds, the bladderwrack is safe to eat when consumed in small amounts. However, it contains high levels of iodine, salt, and heavy metals, and this can pose a health risk, especially when taken in supplement form. In one case, a 60-year-old man experienced hyperthyroidism after taking bladderwrack supplements along with lithium, a medication to treat bipolar disorder. After discontinuing the bladderwrack, his thyroid levels returned to normal. Along with those with thyroid disorders, the bladderwrack can be unsafe for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. Until further research is available, you should avoid taking the bladderwrack and consult a healthcare provider before eating or drinking it. Moreover, the bladderwrack can interfere with other medication and herbal products, such as blood thinners like heparin or warfarin, antiarrhythmic medication, thyroid medication, St. John's wort, ginkgo biloba, and valerian root. Bladderwrack is available in many forms. You can purchase the dried, powdered, and encapsulated bladderwrack online or from health food stores. It's also available as a tea. Due to limited research, there's no standard dose recommendations. However, most bladderwrack supplements come in 500 milligram doses. Some people take 3 grams per day. To make a bladderwrack tea, you can steep one tea bag for 4 to 5 minutes in 8 ounces of hot water. Alternatively, add 1 teaspoon of the dried bladderwrack to boiling water and allow it to simmer for 10 to 15 minutes. Due to its iodine content, boosting thyroid function and energy production and metabolism, the bladderwrack is taken in the morning. Bladderwrack is an edible brown seaweed and it's been used as a natural medicine for centuries. It's available dried, powdered, as a tea or in supplement form. Despite the many health claims, there's limited research to support bladderwrack as an effective treatment for certain issues like obesity, joint pain, and urinary tract infections. Its high antioxidant content may reduce inflammation when taken orally, as well as promote skin health by increasing collagen production when applied topically. Given bladderwrack's high iodine content, people with thyroid disorders or those on certain medications should avoid it unless they talk to their health professional. It's not recommended for pregnant or breastfeeding women also. To book a consultation or to learn about herbs, supplements, and natural treatments, check out my website.